Hi. I'm afraid I'm not going to make it, Grace said.
To the conference or the flight? J.M. asked.
The flight. I had a patient come in late. The weather slowed everyone down today. She spent 2 hours on the bus getting to the office, so I didn't have the heart to turn her away.
Grace was a holistic healer, and her patient's welfare was very important to her. She often stayed late in the office, and even took calls at home from some of her longtime patients. He glanced at the departure sign again.
The way things are going here, you could probably still make it if you tried.
I know the flight's been delayed. I checked already. But it would be really stressful trying to rush there, especially with the weather and the traffic. Accidents are piling up on the highway. Don't worry, she continued. I'll definitely make the conference. I've already arranged a flight for tomorrow.
Okay, I guess you'll just spend a cozy evening in front of the fire tonight.
Actually, I thought I'd have a quiet dinner with Hannah and help her with the baby's quilt.
I'm sure she'll love that.
Hannah was Grace's sister, and the woman J.M. had been intimately involved with until about 2 weeks ago. He'd been in an open relationship with Hannah, who maintained a relationship with another man, Gray, the entire time. They all knew that she and Gray were the core of the relationship, with J.M. a third. While he thought the relationship would be enough for him, he eventually came to realize he needed more. Now that Hannah and Gray were adopting a baby, J.M. knew it was time to move on.
"So how are you doing?" Grace asked. "Have you been doing those affirmations and the energy work we discussed at the weekend workshop?"
J.M. had taken Grace's weekend workshop, which helped people determine the important goals in their lives and how to achieve them. She'd guided the attendees through exercises to overcome the blocks, preventing them from having what they wanted. This involved prioritizing goals to determine which ones really matter, learning techniques to change old patterns of behavior, and visualizing goals in order to turn them into reality, among other things.
Yes, I do the affirmations every morning. I've been meditating several times a day.
His goal had been to bring the perfect woman into his life, perfect for him. In the time he'd spent with Hannah and Gray, he'd come to realize how much he wanted to be in a loving relationship, one where he was the most important man in his lover's life. J.M. wanted someone who loved him as much as Hannah loved Gray. He'd always had women who wanted to experience sex with a tantra master, but he'd finally figured out that's not what he wanted. He wanted a woman who wanted him because she was attracted to J.M., the person, not because she wanted to experience a sexual expert. A woman raced by him, the wheels of her carry-on clattering along behind her. He glanced up and... her long, glossy, dark brown hair swirled over her shoulders and cascaded down her back. Beneath her open coat, he could see her tailored, trim-fitting suit, which accentuated her slim waist. She slowed, then glanced around, saw the number over the gate, and stopped. Her blue eyes flashed with life, and he could feel her lively energy crackling through him. Sparks danced along his nerve endings, and a swirl of heat spiraled through his stomach.
"Grace, you won't believe this, but I think I've just found my perfect woman."
Kara glanced around at the crowded waiting area at the gate. There were a few single seats available, but she didn't want to sit crowded between other people, especially since the flight, which had been delayed again, wouldn't take off for a while yet. She noticed two empty seats at the end of a row. At least she'd have room to put her bag on the floor beside her, and the empty seat meant she wouldn't be bumping elbows with someone. She walked to the end seat and set down her things, then unzipped her bag and pulled out the blue file folder with her research notes. She put on her reading glasses. Flirting. It was a topic she was considering for an upcoming column, so she'd been reading...